guys, what are you doing tomorrow night?
Oh, well, let me see. I believe I'm... Yes, falling asleep in front of the TV.
Well, my agent hooked me up with 6 tickets to a great play.
I could fall asleep at a play.
What is it?
Well, it's a one-woman play called Why Don't You Like Me? A Bitter Woman's Journey Through Life.
Oh. That sounds interesting.
Yeah, that does sound interesting. I mean, to listen to a woman complain for 2 hours, I don't think it gets better.
I know. We can drive, we can vote, we can work. What more do these broads want?
Well, you guys are going to have a great time, I promise.
What? How come you don't have to go?
Oh, well, I wish I could, but I just found out that I have to be at work really early the next day, so I can't go. But, you know, take the extra ticket and invite whoever you want.
Ooh, let's see. Who do I hate?
Oh, sorry. Oops, sorry.
Okay.
Hey. Oh, gosh, okay. Can I ask you a question? Yeah. Do you think it's possible for two friends to fool around and not have it be a big deal? No, I don't think that ever works. Why? No reason. No. Rachel, yeah. Who do you want to fool around with? Nobody! Forget it! Maybe. You can't. Why? Okay, seriously, I did not understand a word you just said. In the hall. Okay. You want to fool around with Joey? Yeah, you know what? Ever since I had that dream about him, I can't get it out of my head. I mean, what's the big deal? People do it all the time. Who? Who do you know that are friends that just fool around? Okay, off the top of my head, Don and Janet. Huh. Who are they? I know them from work. Both of them? No, one of them. Which one? I don't know. What were the names I just said? Rachel, things could get incredibly complicated. All right. You're right. I won't do anything with Joey. I just thought it would be... Okay, so that'd be 2 cups of tarragon, 1 pound of baking soda, and 1 red onion? What the hell are you cooking?
Hey. Oh, you guys won't believe what I have to do for work today.
Yes, but Ross, you chose a career of talking about dinosaurs.
There are these 2 professors who are joining my department. And I have to meet them here and show them around campus.
What's so bad about that?
Well, I just know they're going to be a couple of old windbags wearing tweed jackets with suede elbow patches.
Ross?
Well, these aren't suede.
Excuse me. I'm looking for someone. You don't by any chance know Ross Geller?
No.
Hey, hi. I'm Ross Geller.
Oh, hi. I'm Professor Wheeler.
Oh, that's nice.
It's good to meet you. Thank you so much for taking the time out to show me around.
Oh, no, it's no big deal. I mean, if I weren't doing this, I'd just, you know, be at the gym working out.
Is he going to introduce us?
I think we're just blurry shapes to him now.
By the way, I really enjoyed your paper on the connection between geographic isolation and rapid mutagenesis.
Oh, I wrote that in 1 minute.
20 bucks says they're married within the month.
Well, we should probably get going. You know, we got a lot of ground to cover.
Oh, isn't there another professor that's supposed to come with us?
I don't think so.
I'm pretty sure Professor Spafford from Cornell.
Well, he's obviously late. And the rule in my class is, if you can't come on time, then don't come at all. An option that many of my students use. Shall we?
You don't think we should wait for him?
Oh, you know what? He's a big boy. I'm sure he'll find us, okay?
Professor Geller?
Damn it!
Hi, Joey. It's Jan Rogers. Can't wait for your party tonight. Listen, I forgot your address. Can you give me a call? Thanks. Bye.
Hey!
Hey.
What's happening?
Yeah. It's a real shame you can't make it to that one-woman show tonight.
Oh, I'd love to, but I gotta get up so early the next day. You know me. Work comes first.
Oh, yeah, really, yeah.
Hi, Joey. It's Jan Rogers. Can't wait for your party tonight.
Stupid Jan Rogers!
You are having a party tonight?
No.
Joey.
Yeah. Kind of having a thing for the Days of Our Lives people.
And you weren't going to tell us? How did you think you were going to get away with that?
I do it every year.
You do that every year?
I didn't have to tell you that. God, I'm stupider than Jan Rogers.
That's why you got us tickets to that play, to get rid of us.
Yeah.
And last year, is that why you sent us to that medieval times restaurant?
Yeah.
And the year before that, when you set up that nighttime tour of that button factory?
I can't believe you guys went for that one.
Joey, why would you invite us to your parties?
Well, you're fine, okay? But everyone else acts like an idiot around famous people.
Well, then so just invite me.
Please, I was trying to be nice. You're the worst one.
Joey, come on, please, let me come. I will behave, I promise. I will behave, please.
Okay, fine, you can come. But don't tell anybody else. It's up on the roof at 8.
A soap opera roof party! I'm going to a soap opera roof party! Oh my God!
And it's out of my system.
And then my wife and I went on a cruise to the Galapagos. There was a seafood buffet you wouldn't believe. There were clams and mussels and oysters and cracked crab and snow crab and king crab. It's a pity I'm allergic to shellfish.
So where did you get your undergraduate degree?
And that's not all I'm allergic to.
Oh, it's not over.
I'm also allergic to peanuts and cashews and almonds and filberts.
So basically all nuts.
Interestingly, no.
I'm kind of playing it fast and loose with the word interesting.
If you'll excuse me, I'm going to use the restroom. When I come back, remind me to tell you about the different types of animal dander I'm allergic to.
Oh, my God!
I've lost the will to live.
Let's ditch him.
What?
Come on, while he's still in the bathroom. I am begging you.
Okay, fine. But I just have one question for you. When we exit, should we walk or run or prance or stroll?
Stop it. He talks slow, but he might pee fast. Okay, let's move.
We actually managed to salvage the day.
Yeah, we did. And thanks for spending so much time with me.
Oh.
I'm so lucky it worked out you don't have class on Tuesday.
Right. Oh, hey, you guys. This is Charlie. Charlie, this is Phoebe and my sister, Monica.
Hi.
Yeah, Charlie's going to be joining my department.
Oh, you're a paleontologist, too. Oh, okay. Now, what do you think of Renyard's new theory of species variegation in segmented arthropods?
Well, I think he's a little out there, but he does have some interesting ideas.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just hate this. Excuse me.
Renyard's theory of species variegation?
Yeah, I saw the article on your coffee table. I memorized the title to freak you out.
So, did you two have fun?
Oh my God, she's great. I mean, we have so much in common, and she's just cool, you know, and funny.
And I don't know if you've noticed, but she's a hottie. Hi.
Hey, hi, you guys. Listen, you know what? I'm not feeling really well, and I think I'm gonna get to go to the play.
Really? What's wrong?
Well, I don't know. I think it's kind of serious. You know, I was watching this thing on TV this morning about Newcastle disease.
and I think I might have it.
Newcastle disease is a secretion-borne virus that only affects chickens and other poultry.
Okay, who's this?
I'm sorry, Rachel, this is Charlie Wheeler. She's a colleague.
Oh, hi. Well, I would shake your hand, but I'm sure you don't want to get my chicken disease. Hey, Rachel, can I see you for a second?
Sure.
You're not sick.
What? Yes, I am.
Okay, then why are you all dressed up?
What? When you're sick, you do whatever you can to make yourself feel better.
You just want to stay home so you can make a move on Joey.
Oh, no, I heard you before. That is so not what this is.
Okay, then what is this?
Okay. Joey is having a secret Days of Our Lives party up on the roof, and he sent you guys to the play to get rid of you.
What?
What? What's going on?
Joey is having a secret Days of Our Lives party up on the roof.
And he didn't want you guys to know about it, but I came over here to tell you.
I thought he came to say you were sick.
All right, professor or detective?
Joey's having a party and he wasn't going to invite us?
Yeah, he does it every year. That's why he's sending you to the play. That's why he sent us to that medieval restaurant and to that button factory.
And that horrible museum tour.
No, I arranged that.
Hey, you guys, I'm turning in. Have fun.
We know about your party, Joey.
What party?
The game's over. Take off your robe.
Okay, I mean...
No! No! No!
Nice to meet you.